earlier, I had no idea you have such a beautiful voice. Praise God. Yes, to God be the praise what we are here this morning. What a privilege we have to serve Him. I really would like to welcome all the guests and members of the church. Please welcome to our family in Pune. We would like to experience a joyful Sabbath today because we really have what we should be thankful for. And we know Him who died for us. I'm glad to see all of you here. At least so far, let me start with something. What I just recently read about an old Amish family. When we used to live in Wisconsin, many Amish families were living around over there. Precious, great people. But when I heard this story, I said, "Wow, it's quite interesting to share." You see, the Amish family, they never left their small town, and they never watched television, never listened to the radio, and they decided one day to take the whole family to vacation, and they went to the city of New York. Yes, the first day, the father took his son to a famous skyscraper. Yes, big, tall building. They were so impressed over there. They were especially intrigued by a small door, which was an elevator. Oh, they're really intrigued by the elevator. And they didn't know what it was. By that time, the old, very old woman walked up and she pushed and punched the button. Yes, the wall opened up. She stepped into a square room and the walls closed back up again. But the father and the son, they were contemplating what they just seen. And about that time, the walls opened up back again. And out, it stepped out of that elevator. The woman stepped out, about 25 years of age. Wow, what a surprise, the son said. Dad, in disbelief, he said, "Dad, what did just happened over here?" And dad said, "I don't know, son, but go get your mother, quick. I really would like to see her young again." We all would like to be young. We all would like to be surprised by God. And this is what surprise which we are facing and expecting, because God would like to surprise you all. When He will recreate your body, and you will be in your new body for eternity again. And simply we will have this and experience this because of His gift. And today we would like to have our Bible study about God's indescribable gift. Let us pray. Our merciful Heavenly Father, thank You for sending into this world, into this dark and sinful world, Your indescribable and unspeakable and a great gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You so much for coming into this world and saving personally me and every one of us here. What a privilege we have to know You. Bless us, dear Lord, as we'll have Bible studies for Your glory. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Thanks be unto God for His indescribable gift. Translations are sharing this verse slightly differently. Unspeakable, indescribable. What else do you have in your Bibles? It's amazing to see what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. This time of the year, when we are all, at least not all, but many of the people are concerned. Many people are concerned about what kind of gifts to give to the special people. What should I buy? What should I find? Where should I work with to find out really a nice gift to give to my loved one? And I thought about this for a while this last week. What kind of gift would I have if I will be simply find that gift, which I will call indescribable. What do you think? What kind of gift it will be which you will call indescribable? And maybe, I thought I just kind of wonder, maybe you will look at all the gifts as you will receive them, you will say, wow, it's really beautiful. It's really great. Wow, thank you for sharing this with me. What is it? Or maybe it will be a gift that carries a lot of emotional feelings and great memories. It was maybe given in some special occasion, in the moment when you graduated or received a special surprise. Or maybe it will be simply just a surprise and you are wondering, what is it? We all love gifts. We all love to be surprised. But maybe it will be a gift what you almost not care about. And you will put something in a corner and you will not even have any desire even to describe it. Who knows? But you see, recently, I was not watching actually, I was just simply reading this passage about the good news, Good Morning America. I'm not advertising here, but I simply wanted to share with you what is happening, especially during this Christmas season, when people are watching, the people were searching, and the people are really motivated by the business economy and market economy. And people are forgetting about their relationship with one another, and especially with God. I don't want for you to be confused. I wanted for you just to pay attention to all the gifts which are people even proposing in our days. At least one of them, and the Good Morning America was suggested as a gift, what you can buy, it's a car. It's called a Jaguar, 220. Have you heard about this car? 220, yes, you're right. You maybe heard, yeah. But you know, it's quite interesting to notice, if you would like to buy this car, you need simply just to call them and deposit directly from your credit account, 80,000 deposit. 80,000 deposit. Then, as they will start to build your car, you will wait for so many months until they will send you a whole bill, 507,000. At least you need to pay, because you already added 80,000 before. The total cost of the car is going to cost 587,000. Yes, you're right. It's unbelievable. But I was wondering, now, if you should care to buy maybe your preacher one of these cars, as express of your appreciation, and I will be simply a gracious recipient. Yes. And I will tell you honestly, it will be an indescribable gift for me. The reason why I use it as an illustration, for you just to see when we're talking, what does it mean, the actual unbelievably indescribable gift which the Lord is proposing for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And Paul was writing for us, he wanted to see what most of the time on this world, even the indescribable gift, people are still describing. They explain to you everything with the details. They will advertise about the gift in such a way what if you will simply believe, what you cannot live without it. And the advertising material are always promoting from the childhood until you will grow up, you will always dream to buy that particular stuff because they already washed your brain and they wanted for you to buy this stuff. But in reality, this is what not Paul is talking about. He wanted for you to pay attention what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He's saying, Paul first is writing about human gifts. And after that, he's switching. The church in Corinth is taking up the offering to give to the poor Christians in Jerusalem. He is commenting them. He's encouraging them to do so. And he is telling them and reminding them what for those who sow sparingly, it means economically, just giving a little bit, we will also reap economically a little bit. But for those who will sow generously, will reap generously. But then he's shifting his words here, where he's when he's still telling them the whole entire message, his attention is going into the gift which God was sharing with you and me. And I want for you especially to remember the passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. As you will remember this, remember about the gift which God proposed to you and me. In order for us to receive the whole eternity, he gave us indescribable gift. Now, at this time of the year, we should do our best to depict the wonderful promises and the gifts from the Lord, but not from the store. But in the same time, it's amazing what is happening in this time of the year. Yes, all the musicians, they were so inspired what Jesus came into this world and its indescribable gift, and they tried to describe it. They tried to put it in the music. Wonderful, wonderful piece, Messiah by Handel. What about Bach when he wrote the Christmas oratorio? What about the beautiful hymn which we are singing in our church quite often? Joy to the world, the Lord. Oh, this is beautiful, yes, no doubt. What about A Little Town of Bethlehem? Or maybe we all know very nicely, Silent Night. Yeah, great, wonderful game. We're really enjoying the music. But we simply need to simply pay the attention why we're singing these hymns. Why? Simply because we need to remember and keep this in our mind, what Jesus Christ made such a huge impact in the history and in the whole entire world. He brought salvation to you and to me. And then the sculptors and the painters, they wanted to depict this idea and they wanted to share with the whole world the beauty where Jesus came into this world. And Jesus arrived. Jesus was born into this world. And right now we have this indescribable gift. Why? Why we need to really even talk about this? I simply think because of the Jesus' nature, we need to remember what God gave it to us, his grace, his kindness, and his love. How can we really describe Jesus? It's amazing how Sister White started to write her Steps to Christ book, where he's saying the nature, and what else? The nature is a real revelation of the God's character, of God's love. The first chapter, it's about a revelation of God's love through the nature. The actual character of God is a character of love. Today, when we had a Sabbath school class with all the young people, I really enjoyed how Brother Kevin was sharing the idea with the young people about the God's love to the young and to the adults. But so often we are so limited and we have a hard time to describe his love, to describe this indescribable gift. How do you describe a baby born of a virgin? How do you describe God in the flesh walking up on the earth, reaching out of the hurting masses of humanity? How will we describe Emmanuel? Who will be called Emmanuel? This is what Isaiah is actually saying in the Old Testament. And Matthew is paraphrasing this, where he's saying, God is with us. God with us. It's quite interesting. In the book of Matthew, it's quite clear. We can see from the beginning of the book of Matthew 1:23 until the end, the whole idea of the book of Matthew, God is with us. God is with us right here. God is here in this world. I pull out the actual good passage from the book of Messiah, which is used, it's an old version. It's a book of Desire of Ages. But right now we have a paraphrase to this book by Jerry Thomas. And this is how it says right here. From the days of eternity, Jesus has been with his Father. They are both God. Both are full of glory and majesty, greater than anything we can imagine. Can we even imagine what God himself, he came into this world? God himself. How do we describe God, who is all powerful, How do you describe the eternal God? How do you describe the indescribable who came into this world to save you and me? Jesus came to this earth to show both humans and angels what God really like. Praise God. In fact, he was the Word of God, God's thoughts spoken out loud so we can hear them. What a privilege for us we have to describe, or at least to look at the indescribable gift. All right, and the second point is quite clear here. Because of his purpose in coming to this earth, it's really indescribable as well. Unto you is born the King. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let me be blank clear with you here. In the last 13 centuries, the whole Christian world is celebrating this festival, this season, Christmas season, in the last more than 13 centuries. And praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ for revealing to the Seventh-day Adventist Church the message. But this is not exactly the day and the time when Jesus was born. Because when I'm teaching right now, our kids at the Manaloa school, they're questioning me, Pastor, is it true what Jesus was not born on December 24? I said, yes, it's true. Let's study about this. Because Jesus was not born on December 24. And it's quite what interesting I wanted to share with you. When we went to Imiloa Center to watch the Christmas show over there and the Christmas movie about the Christmas, it's quite clear what they are telling over there, what Jesus was not born on the December 24. Because December 24, it's absolutely a different idea. It was the expansion of the day, expansion of the sunlight. And it's nothing to do with the what Jesus was born into this world on this particular day. Besides this, we need to see on this statement over here. But those who are familiar with the Bible's account of his birth will know that he was born in a warm month when the shepherds were still sleeping outdoors at night with their flocks. When I was in Israel, actually, I've been told quite clearly by the tour guide over there, the shepherds, they're taking their flocks only since the month of March until October. But never they were outside in December. One more thing from Adams Clark commentary. This is what the actually rest of the Christian world is using it. This is not a Seventh-day Adventist commentary. This is the rest of the Christian world is using it. We find that the sheep were kept out in the open country during the whole summer. And as these shepherds had not yet brought home their flocks, it is a presumptive argument that October has not yet commenced, began it means, and consequently our Lord was not born on the 25th of December when no flocks were out in the fields by night. On this very ground, the nativity in December should be given up. But nobody has been giving up this in the last 13 centuries. But it's a joyful celebration, it's a great time. Yes, and if we are not exactly sure about the date of the birth of Jesus, and I'm sure what God himself specifically didn't want for us to know about this, because he didn't want for us to celebrate his birthday. He wanted for us to celebrate the day of creation. He wanted for us to celebrate the Sabbath. He wanted for us to celebrate the Creator who created you and me. And especially, he wanted for us to remember what he shared with us, indescribable gift. Why? Because he looked at us and he found out what the greatest need is not in more of the wealth here in this world for the people. No better universities or not even better welfare system to support all the needy. Our greatest need is for a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, for a Savior. And as we will keep this in mind, we need to remember what Jesus gave his life for us. And as I will ask you right now, who remembers this particular text right now from your heart? Just please don't touch your Bible. Just out of your heart, could you share Could you say this verse? Yes. For God so loved the world. Yes. Great. Yes, you're right. Yes, but we should not perish, but we should have everlasting love in life. Yes? For God so loved the world, what he gave his only begotten Son, what whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Powerful verse. We all remember this. Easy to remember. Great. Okay, let me ask you one more verse. 1 John 3:16. Could you tell me by heart? Right, brother, from the heart. Don't touch your Bibles, please. Please. This is a little test. You see, so often we are not paying attention to the idea of the 1 John 3:16. But it's quite interesting what the theologians, and this is what I received in the seminary when I was studying, what they actually, according to the 1 John 3:16, this is the first letter which first Christian church received from John the apostle of Jesus, from John the disciple of Jesus. This is his first written document. And not after that he wrote a second letter and a third. After that he was exiled and they sent him to the Isle of Patmos for so many years, where he wrote the book of Revelation. And after then, he already spent enough time in the Isle of Patmos. The Lord allowed for him to return back to Jerusalem. And when he came back to Jerusalem, he wrote the Gospel of John, which we are using quite often and easily and so on. But we need to remember what the Gospel of John, it's a heavenly book. John was already so experienced. He was so close to the Lord, especially in the Isle of Patmos. He was so inspired. He was so great with the Lord. It was amazing. But the beginning, where he was still with Jesus and he remembered the words of Jesus, he wrote for us the 1 John 3:16. And this is what we need to remember. This is where we need to pay attention more. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we owe to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. That's amazing what the Bible is talking about, brothers and sisters. This is where everything is start. This will be the most indescribable gift which you can share in your family to your brothers and sisters, where you can share the love of Jesus with your beloved and with not beloved, where you will share your love about the Lord Jesus Christ and share the truth. This is what we need to remember and put in a real practice. 1 John 3:16. And we need to memorize this verse for the God's glory, because it's an important verse. And as you will learn and understand this passage, it will be much easier for you to enjoy John 3:16. Because we learn John 3:16, we enjoy John 3:16, but the real practice in 1 John 3:16, where we need to love in practical way for the God's glory. And now his indescribable gift, we can see why the Lord has shared it, because of the grace to which Jesus is given. Yes, it's amazing what Jesus gave to us. Now, you might not like this idea, but this is what I wanted to openly tell you. You see, I'm looking forward to buy gifts for my wife, buy gift for my children, because they are my family, and I love them, and I easily buy them a small little gift during their season. Yes? But what about if I will buy a gift for you, and probably if you are not in my family, it means if I will buy a gift for you, maybe because you get something to me last year and I was not ready yet and I didn't give you anything last year. And I will say, okay, now this year I need to give you a gift. All the time when we as a human beings thinking about what we need to give a gift, we're always thinking, okay, just because I received, I need to give back. But Jesus Christ gave us a gift and he's never expecting anything back from us in order for us to pay for his gift. He's simply asking us to accept his gift and enjoy the eternity. And this is why he shared this text from Matthew 25, where he said, I give you a gift to feed the hungry, or clothe the naked, or take care of the homeless, or do it because down deep inside of me, I understand what I received, such a huge, big gift from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a debt to humanity. And I'm feeling of obligation. I need to share what I received. This is what is making really this gift is so special. But God demonstrates his own love for us While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What a privilege we have to be accepted by God while we are still sinners. Because of His effect on us, this is what really is making this gift indescribable. Now, what's happening with the gifts which you will receive during this season? Maybe as you will receive your gift, what is going to happen with you and with your character? Just check yourself and see, as you will receive the gift which you purchase into the others, to your loved ones, does it make any difference in your heart and change in your character and your attitude, or it's affecting your love, or it's nothing happening? You're simply following the tradition. But when are you receiving a gift from the Lord, it's really changing you and your lifestyle. Because Jesus is coming into your life and a change in your habits, a change in your attitude, a change in absolutely everything in you. Now, maybe you will say, yes, I know what all my sins are forgiven. It's kind of like an old story. Great, my dear young people and old. This is not simply a great story and an old story. Cherish this story because Jesus is forgiving all your sins and He's not remembering them at all. Enjoy that. What you are whiter than snow, what you are cleaner than anybody else, and you are unique in the whole entire universe. God Himself knows you personally by your name. He knows everything about you, and He knows your future, and He knows what He can do with you and through you while you're still here in this world. Enjoy the gift which God gave into you. The second point here, when I accept Jesus, I am adopted into His family. What a privilege I have with His indescribable gift. I am adopted into His family, and I have right now the opportunity to guarantee to have a citizen to be in His kingdom. You know, when we moved to the United States, it took a while before we received the permanent residency. Before we received the permanent residency, we have a green card. For 5 years, we were waiting in our family. When we are going to go and take the test in order for us to receive a citizenship in the United States. But you already receiving a citizenship for the whole eternity with the gift, if you're accepting the gift from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will have the whole eternity with Jesus, with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, if you will open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come in into my heart and be my special Savior. When I accept Jesus, I will receive the Holy Spirit to live within me. The Holy Spirit, today, as we were doing the Bible study with the kids at the Sabbath school, with the young adults, actually, and I should tell you, I was so impressed by the text which Kevin shared with all of us from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. As we are receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ, do not grieve. Do not play with the Holy Spirit. Do not play with Jesus. Today I will go to the church. No, today I will not go to the church. I'm not feeling well. Oh, today I will do this stuff. No, I'm not going to do this. Do not play the games with God. He knows everything about you. Be honest, be straight, be perfect with the Lord, and quite clear in your relationship, because God would like to save you and save you for eternity. Beside this, He's telling you, what with His Holy Spirit, you as a unique individual should not be afraid to go out and reach the others and bring them into the kingdom, into the family of the Lord. The fourth point, I'm also given His peace. This is what the whole entire world is lacking. The whole world is lacking peace. Not that the peace of the world, but the peace that passes all understanding. It means then all the people are rushing into the stores to buy gifts. You are in peace. You have Jesus in your heart. And you know, there is no anything else in the world will disturb your peace when you will worry about everything what is happening around you, because you have peace in Jesus. You are assured of the peace of Jesus, and you are happy with Jesus. And the fifth point here, because of Jesus, I have a mansion in heaven. Because of Jesus, I have a mansion and a house in heaven which is paid for. What a privilege we have. You're not going to pay anything for your house in heaven. You don't need to have a mortgage for your dwelling place because Jesus Christ paid for your house with his own blood, with his own body. And he shed his blood for you, where he said, after that, I really love you and I would like to spend eternity with you. And this is why when I made this attempt to describe and to share with you this good message about indescribable news and the gift of Jesus, I found myself what somebody else already tried to describe it. His name was Apostle Paul. And he tried. And he did it hard. And he did it in his best. But he said, no, I can't describe it. All I can do is to fall on my knees and thank God for his indescribable gift. All what can I do is just only to fall on my knees and just to say, Lord Jesus, what a privilege we have. When God looked down and the whole world, since those 2,000 years ago, how he watched at the Roman soldiers marching on the streets of Jerusalem, when he saw people looking for the peace and meaning and depth in life, he wanted so urgently and amazingly to show them his love. But how? How shall I communicate with them my love? Maybe should I come with the thousands and thousands of angels? Are they going to see my love immediately? Are they going to accept me? Or if I will come maybe with a thunder voice as I approach Moses, and Moses immediately took off his shoes because he was afraid in the presence of God, how God will communicate with us his love, how he will share with us his love. And God decided, he said, yes, in the world where so much stress, pressure, and the temptations from Satan, let me show them a gift. And I will send them a gift. A gift. I will send them a baby. Babies don't frighten people. Babies are so tender. They're so soft. They're so helpless. Maybe they will hold the baby in their arms. Maybe we will touch their soft skin. Maybe we will hear the gentle cry of the baby. Maybe we will experience my love, which I am sharing with them. How God became a human being. How God became a baby. Today, it's a privilege for you and me to look at this indescribable gift and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you what you became friend to babies and to the adults. Thank you what you are my friend. What a privilege we have to sing this song and say, joy to the world, because Jesus came into this world to save you and me. Let's not exclusively seclude ourselves only to our small group. Let's be open-minded and share this good news with the rest of the world. Let's share this good news with the others. Start with your family as it was provided for all the disciples. They were told to stay in Jerusalem and work on their families. And after that, they went to Samaria and then to the rest of the world. Start with your own heart, with your own character. Work on your own families. Start locally. And after that, go to your community as Samaria. And go after that into the rest of the world. But start with yourself and see what God personally gave to you. His grace, his kindness, and his love. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, as we bowed our heads and holding our hands, dear Lord, we wanted to give you honor and praise for your indescribable gift, which you are sharing with all of us, dear Lord, in your amazing way. Yes, dear Lord, I understand what I am a sinner. And we are all sinful here. We are not perfect at all. But what a privilege we have. If we will simply accept Jesus into my heart, if I will accept Jesus, you're forgiving all my sins. You're making me whiter than snow. And you're providing me the whole future and eternity in heaven. Yes, dear Lord, we know this information, but so often we are not really putting this in practice. If we will really practically accept this, we will be full of joy and we will have a hard time to hold it to ourselves.
we will be glad to share this good news with the others. Bless us, O dear Lord. Bless the Puna Church and every one of us here with your incredible gift, indescribable gift. And help us to continue our ministry until you will come into this world. Help us to be honest with you and share this good news with all of us. We are praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right now, I'm inviting you to open our hymnals, and we will sing the song, Joy to the World.